I want this morning to turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. We've just sung that hymn, speaking of the precious words that Jesus said. And here we have some of those precious words. Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, precious words that Jesus said. As we come to these glorious words this evening, I want us, first of all, to understand that so often the words of the Lord can be misused and spoilt and marred. And there are some who will proclaim the message, the Christian message, the message of the gospel, as though it was simply a matter of whatever your troubles are, just bring them to Jesus. That's what Jesus is there for, to take away your troubles and your trials, give you an easy life, make things easy and smooth. And we realize, don't we, the falsity of that. The Lord never promises a life of ease to his people. We find, don't we, quite the contrary, how the Lord speaks about how we are to take up the cross and follow him. There are trials, peculiar trials to the believer, but all the normal trials of this life attend a believer. And there is no promise of that bed of roses, that life of ease. And of course, it's the testimony. Many a believer can testify, can't they, of the struggles that they've had. Now, that's not to say that there are joys without bound in coming to the Lord. There are burdens that are lifted. There are tremendous blessings that the Lord meets to the life of the believer. But that is not what the Lord is promising in these words here. There's another error that sometimes we come across. Well, not so much an error, but an accusation, an attack of those who scorn and despise this Christian message. So those who say, ah, there you are, you see, it's a crutch. It's for those who are weak and frail, who can't get through life, who need some sort of a crutch. Have you heard people say that? Perhaps people listening to this have said the same things themselves. It's for those who are weak and feeble and just can't manage getting through life. Well, again, of course, we know, don't we, the falsity of such things. And then there's a more serious error that sometimes comes as we speak of the words of our Lord. Sometimes our Saviour is presented as though he was merely standing by weakly, having come and presented a message to us, said, well, it's now just up to you. You need to come. And his words are presented in a weak and a helpless way, as though he can do nothing more than simply utter these words. And of course, we need to come to passages like this and see there's an authority.